and welcome to the Stretch Podcast. My name is Lebupule, your host. My guests and I will be having conversations on matters of self-development, emotional well-being, spiritual growth, and overall transformation. These are guests whose work, expertise, knowledge, and wisdom has inspired and moved me tremendously, and I hope that they inspire and move you too. Here is another episode of the Stretch Podcast.
Hey, hey, Jumelang, my friends. It is I, Lebupule, your host, with another episode of the Stretch Podcast. And this one is a solo, and it is also a freebie, meaning you will get the entire episode. There is no cutoff period, and there's a reason why. So, you know, from time to time, I do have quite a lot to announce. And when I have a lot to announce, it's easier to announce it here on this platform because I do get more ears here than any other, than the newsletter and social media. As you know, social media is no longer social media. It is now algorithms media, where, you know, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, and whoever, they then promote what they feel needs to be sent to others. So some of you will miss my announcements or my promotions, and I have quite a few. And yeah, the podcast is where I have most audience, most listeners. So let's start with the first announcement. So first and foremost, I have a new website. I finally have a new website that is titled, the name of my website is literally Lebupule's Work. And what the website is doing, and I know, I mean, why would you announce a website? I mean, duh. It's because the website finally covers everything that I do. You know, you'll recall, especially if you've been following me for a while, you'll recall that I had a multiple of 150 websites everywhere and there. The podcast was a standalone, the Stretch School was a standalone, and then I had this lebupule.co.za website that, for beautiful as it was very silent. Like, it wouldn't say what I do except for the coaching. You didn't know what else do I do exactly, and I actually do quite a lot. So the new website, the new website, the Lebupule's Work website, is literally what that. It talks about the work that I do. And you'll see, I mean, we took so much time working on it. So it's got a home. When you scroll down, you will get the podcast, because like I say, it is my biggest product. It's my biggest service offering. And then you get, I think you get some of the new things I'm doing, which I'm going to announce just now. And then you get some gallery of the work. It's called Work in Focus, where you see some pictures of me talking. And then it has the teaching part. The teaching part speaks strictly of Stretch School. So Stretch School is where I'm a teacher, where I teach my flagship program, the Stretch with Lebupule program. You know, most of you know about the Stretch School program, but it is now directly on the website, on the one website, which is Lebupule's Work. And then there's the coaching part, a tab that says the coaching part. And there is where I talk about me as a coach, my one-on-one coaching, what I coach on, the coaching notes themselves. You can click there and get into coaching notes from that spot. And then there is also a booking space. So instead of sending an email or a WhatsApp or a DM to say, Auslebo, I need to be coached by you, what do I do? Everything will be found on the website. So if you're sitting here listening and like, yeah, actually I've been wanting to come for your coaching, go to www.lebupulezwork.co.za and go to the coaching part. It's there on the tabs. And then scroll down and then just book. It's all online. It will get to my calendar. The coaching is $1,500, but you don't pay there. So you'd have to book, and then it gets to us, and then we send you an invoice, and then you pay, and then you come for the session. And then there's the corporate side. I've a lot of you don't know that I do corporate work, but I do corporate work. It's tiny, but it looks like going forward, it's going to be a very big part I play, especially with the new year, with the unfolding of, you know, what the eclipse has brought. And I'm going to talk about that a little later, about what the eclipse means for you and what it's bringing forth, and, you know, things that are unfolding in the new year. And by new year, I mean 2025. I'm talking about the new year as if it's December. It's because this year is going to be moving at an alarming speed. It already is. But now after the eclipse, honestly, you will blink and it will be August. So you really want to be conscious about what you're doing. Anyway, I'll talk about that towards the end. So corporate work, the corporate since 2020, corporate is now embracing the whole thing of having their employees and staff's well-being in focus. Basically, employees' mental health, emotional well-being, and just a whole overall sense of contentedness. Because I noticed that corporate is now moving towards wanting to have people who want to be there, you know, less this thing of having cogs in the big clock, but really conscientious human beings who are happy, who are well looked after, who want to be there. So I've worked with corporate not in a consistent way, in an ad hoc way. I've had a corporate where I'm coaching individuals, a contract that I had last year, and I've had a corporate where I was running dialogues, healing dialogues, conversations. I've had a corporate where I was taking them through a team building, but not just team building in a surface level, team building where we really get to know each other. You know, there's colleagues who don't even know each other's entire background, and you've been working with this person for 10 years and you don't know that, you don't know their children, it's just shocking, you know. So it looks like corporate is going there. So on the website there is an offering for corporate services, so group coaching, team building, healing dialogues, and so on. So I've put it there, and at the bottom you'll see the list of the corporates that I've worked with. And so if you're sitting here listening and you're in HR and corporate, and you're thinking, actually, or in wellness, because a lot of people who are in wellness are the ones who work with me, who approach me. Here we are, you know, Lebupile's work is there to serve and to help you build a much, much better organization full of healed people or healing people, self-aware, so that we can actually do this corporate thing better. Because, you know, not everyone is going to leave, and not everyone should leave corporate. We need corporations that are healthy, and for corporations to be healthy, we need the people in them healthy, self-aware, self-conscious in the best way, understanding that they're part of the team, and that if they're well, the team will be well. What else is also on the website that you might take note of? My books. You can pre-order my books, and that's actually the next thing I want to announce just now. Maybe I might as well do that. So in this year is marks 10 years of Alone Book One, Alone Growing Up in Alexandra. I wrote it before. I wrote it for about, short as it is, small as it is, it took me about 3 years to actually complete writing the book. And it was heavily edited because my editor at the time was like, you know what, it's very hard hitting and you are a new author and you are a new person. I wasn't known then. Let's make it such that we give them enough to understand who you are and to make it a memoir. But let's make it short enough so that people who don't read finish the book. And true to his word, David, I'll never forget him. True to his word, you know, Alone Book One is one of those books that people would write back and give me a review and say, Leb, I have never read a book and finished it in my whole life, or I'm not a reader, but I could not put your book down. I read it and I finished it and I want more. And it's one of my most successful projects, Alone Growing Up in Alexandra. And it was a success in 2014, 15, and 16, and it started to obviously slow down in 2017 because, I mean, you know, that happens. It was its lifespan. But I still, to this day, get feedback and reviews from readers who are saying, you know, I picked up your book again, and I was reading it, and I don't know why I missed this part, but it spoke to me so closely or so intensely, and they go on to give me feedback. And the reason that is the case is because my memoir, or memoirs in general, they meet you where you are. So if you read Alone Book One in 2014 or in 2015 even, and you pick it up now, 10 years later, you have grown in 10 years. You are 10 years older than when you read it then. And it will talk to you differently. So it's like the Bible in a way. In fact, someone did liken it to a Bible. Not that it's a sacred book, but because when you open a scripture in the Bible and you read it, it talks to you completely differently than it did 5 years ago. Because why? You are now a different person. You've grown a little bit. You've experienced certain things. And it is now hitting you some type of way, differently. And so I am relaunching the book. But this is the part where I want to be very, very truthful. And I hope you hear me. And I hope you understand me. And I hope you listen with your heart. I need to print the books. And right now, it is not possible for me to print about 100 or so books. So I'm going to need pre-orders. And the reason why most self-published authors always ask for pre-order, pre-order, pre-order is because generally we need to print the books. And here's the challenge. It is very difficult to take money out. And I've done this before. Where you take your own money and you go and you print 100 or 150 books. And out of that 150 books, only 20 gets sold. And try as you may, advertise as you may. And honestly, guys, to be completely honest with you, advertising and promoting on social media, it is the most exhausting thing for a lot of us. You know, we do it because we must, you know, social media is where the masses are, it's where people are. But it is like that job that's like down there. So that's why sometimes an author or a creator or someone who's selling stuff, they disappear for a while and come back and disappear for a while, because it is a thankless job. It's hard to promote work and then people don't either see it because of Mark Zuckerberg's algorithms, or sometimes they see it and there's no response. So you go, you print 150 books, and sure, you hope to sell them all, but you know in reality you might just sell a few, but not as few as 10 or 20. That is so disheartening. So when we ask for a pre-order, basically it's almost like a security to say the money I'm putting up printing the book is going to be to come back. You know, it's going to come back. Maybe later when one is swimming in money again and one is a millionaire again, because, you know, I'm sure it will happen, then, you know, you don't mind having lots and lots of books in print and a marketing machinery that keeps selling the book, because that's also a cost. That's another thing. Promoting is a cost. It costs you time, it costs you energy, it costs you money. So if we say, please pre-order, if you really want the book, or if you want to gift the book to someone, do us a favor and pre-order so that one can print. The other thing that disheartens us is that then you ask people to pre-order and then 5 people pre-order and the printer does not print 5 books. The printers will start talking to you from 20. And then because, you know, 5 people bought or pre-ordered, then you go ahead and you print the 20 and then you sell that 5 and maybe you sell 5 more. And then the other 10 gathers dust and then you end up giving them away to a school and so on, because sitting with books, they occupy space, they gather dust. And when books gather dust, or anything that gather dust, it begins to die. It begins to die. Dust has this whole thing of death around it. That's why you need to always sweep and always dust your spaces. You know, if you think of dust to dust, ashes to ashes. So when something gathers dust, it is a death cycle starting. In fact, you'll never sell those books. You'll never dust books and sell them. So books are like hotcakes in that you really wanna sell them immediately you produce them, which is the strategy of a lot of publishing houses. You'll recall or you'll notice that when a publishing house and bookstores, they publish books and they publish maybe say 500 and they put them in bookstores and they promote like crazy and market like crazy so that as many of them go as possible. And then after some time, you will notice in the bookstores that that book is no longer carried by the bookstore because they understand the psychology of keeping a book that's not selling. It brings about a little bit of death, and we don't want that in our spaces. I don't want to keep my books. I want to print my books and give them to you, those who have pre-ordered. So in the show notes here, there is a pre-order my books link. Now, again, honesty, because we are all about honesty. One thing about the eclipse, one thing that the eclipse brought about is a shift in energy, and a lot of people want to be truthful. So I'm going to be truthful. I want to do the relaunch in August. I wanted to do it in May. But my calendar, I think I said, who did I tell this? I think I either told you or I told the people in the coaching notes that my calendar is doing things. It doesn't want. May is very, very busy. I won't be able. And May is now anyway. We are already in the double digits. It's the 12th as I'm recording this audio. The moment we hit the 10th, just know that we are already next month. So May is very busy for me. There's a little bit of travel as well. And also I have a coaching course, which I'm going to talk about. So I won't do May. I won't be able to do June. July is my leave week. It's my leave month. I take a break. It's too cold for me. And also it's the time I take a break because I never take a break throughout the year. I take short, you know, weekends, long weekends. I do take them. But I don't actually take a break until July. And then August is also part of Women's Month, and I want to relaunch Alone Book One. So I'm giving you time, and I'm giving myself time as well, to be honest, so that by the time we do the book relaunch in August, a lot of you have pre-ordered. Excuse me. A lot of you have pre-ordered the book, and a lot of you are in anticipation of the book, and a lot of you show up for the book relaunch in August, which I will still announce the venue, but obviously Naledi Farm is on the cards, but there's also another venue of Suela in Melville. So it could be in both those venues. It could be one in Naledi Farm. For those of you who have never had the Naledi Farm experience, come to Naledi Farm. Let's celebrate Women's Month by celebrating Alone Book One relaunch. And then let's go to Suela in Melville for those that can reach Melville. So that's what I am announcing. And on the show notes and also on my website, the new website, you will get all that information. So if you pre-order today, you'll get the book in August. So you want to chill about it. You want to relax about it, you will get it in August, bearing in mind that there's that whole dynamic of books. I know that most printers do not print less than 50. There's those that print 20, but they're not many. And we want great quality. My books were beautiful quality, especially the second version with the new cover. Great quality book. And that's what we want to maintain. Yeah, I know that's long, but I haven't done announcements and selling on the podcast in a long time. So bear with me, and I'll do this maybe every 6 months or so if I have big announcements. So from my heart to yours. Please pre-order. Even if you've bought the book, buy it again as a gift. Buy more, buy two, buy three. The book is still 170, so you might buy five and come with them. I will sign them on the day, and let's just have a big, beautiful read-along. And also, I will be sharing as well that where am I now vis-a-vis whatever chapter we'll be looking at 10 years later. How am I now? How do I see that now? And that's the beauty of writing memoirs, because you can reflect and like, yo, Mo, hi, Mo, this is where I was, but now here I am, or this issue is still an issue, or whatever the case is. Okay, so that's it on the book. The second announcement, the book, announced? The website and the book. Third announcement is the coaching course. So I have been a coach. I've been coaching since 2011. And then it was formal and informal, meaning there were people that I would charge, there were people that I would do for free, but I would do a lot for free. And I think only in just after the book, really, I started really formalizing my coaching. And if you think from 2011 to now, that is how many years? If 2014 to 2024, it's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, it's 14 years of coaching. So finally, after having coached many people, I have developed a program where I can teach you how to coach. So the coaching course has begun. I am so pleased to let you know that I have 7 students who I am guinea pigging with, and it's a 14-week course. And as soon as we are done, because we want to finish in October, it's 14 weeks. We meet every 2 weeks. Our first teaching was last week on the 6th, or Saturday the 6th, and it was supposed to be 3.5 hours. And obviously, you guessed it, it went longer. It was about 4 hours. And it was the most beautiful teaching moment I've had. I love to teach. I really, really love to teach. I actually love to teach more than to coach, just because of my leaning. And the coaching course is actually about that, also to differentiate if you are more of a coach or a teacher or a healer, meaning working with your hands and working with your body and seeing and all that. It's a beautiful course. So that's on. And the reason I'm announcing it is not that you join, because I'm fine with the 7. It's closed for enrollment. I wanted to have between 6 and 8, and you know, I've got 7, which is perfect, which basically means sold out. And the course, because it's a guinea pig, it's a third of its price. It's 15,000 rands, and when I roll it out next year, it's going to be 45,000. So I am announcing in advance next year. Again, back to that whole truth thing. So think about it. If you've always wanted to do a coaching course, and you've always probably wanted to be taught by me, it's 45k, and you can start probably planning for it right now. Okay, so that's announcement number 3. Announcement number 4, it's about the retreat in October. So I don't know if I announced, I did announce on the newsletter that the retreat that was supposed to be in Lesotho in March was postponed. And for the first time in a very long time, I've had to postpone 3 times. Because this retreat was already supposed to be last year, March. And then we moved it to last year, October, which didn't happen for many reasons. I mean, the reasons are always valid as well. And then we moved it then to this year, March, and still, for reasons that are both valid and cosmical and spiritual, it is now moved to October. Once again, on the coaching notes, there is a link to the retreat. The retreat won't happen in Lesotho because I got one of my guides, or some of my guides, because I get guides now, it became very clear that Lesotho was supposed to be my trip. It was supposed to be my trip alone. And it's something that I'm still going to do in fact, in July, in the heart of the cold, when I take the leave, I might just go to Lesotho. Because that's what I feel called to do. So it turns out Lesotho was for me. It wasn't for the masses. Anyways. So I'm not sure where the retreat in October is going to be, but we are there's a possibility of KZN and a possibility of Cape Town. I will announce. So on the website, on the link below, just if you're interested, send us an email, then we will keep you on part of the list of the people who will be coming to the October retreat, and you'll get the information and the price. And I can't tell you what the price is now because of whether or not it's KZN or Cape Town. Okay, so venues differ, venues want different amounts, it all depends. So I can't announce, but I know that it will not be over 20,000. And it might just hover around between 15 and 18 or 15 and 20, but it won't be over that. Okay, so that's what you can put in your mind and budget around that amount. Okay, and also there are installments as well. So when you inquire, you'll get an email with all that information. All right, sweet. What else do I want to announce? I think that's it as far as announcements are concerned. All 25 minutes of announcement. But once again, you'll recall or you'll know that whenever I do podcasts these days, I don't promote anything. I don't sell. I just get to the point. I just tell you what I'm going to talk about, who my guest is, and then I give you the conversation because I want to do announcements like this so that you get it. And it's just an announcement episode and a little bit of a teaching and so on. Okay, cool. Now, this week was the eclipse week. So like I said, I'm recording this on the 12th of April. It's a Friday. And on Monday, the 8th, was the eclipse, a total solar eclipse that went across America. And I remember one person inboxing me because I posted about it on Facebook saying, yeah, hey, now I think it's conspiracy. Hey, why America only? Why America only? Hey, Mara people. Hi, wait a second. But anyway, as a teacher, you are going to attract people who need ulwazi. So the earth is round. Don't believe the flat earthers. That's not true. The earth is round, and when our sun rises, when the sun rises in South Africa, when the sun starts, because it starts in the east, and if you look at the globe, the east is in Australia. Australia is generally the first country that gets to see the new day. And then it moves across the globe, and then by the time we get the sun, it's already sort of setting in Australia. And America has the night. I'm sorry to take you to a geography class yesterday too. I'm sorry. But I just want to make a point. So remember the bodies in the cosmos, the celestial bodies, are real bodies. So the sun is real. The moon is real. The earth is real. Mars is real. Mercury is real. Venus is real. Saturn. It's a real bodies that can be proven by scientists and astronomers. And astrologers. So as the sun rises in America on the 8th of, as it rose on the 8th of April, it so happens that the moon and the earth would be in perfect alignment with the sun. Not as it rises, at some point as the sun is up. The moon and the earth and the sun would be in perfect alignment such that there is a complete shutting down of the light of the sun by the moon, and that shadow gets casted onto the earth. And for that 4 minutes, because eclipses don't last longer than 5 minutes, because of what the earth is spinning. And for that 4 minutes, there was a complete and total eclipse, meaning there was night during the day. And I mean, I've been watching and I've been listening to podcasts and I've been watching YouTube videos about how it was. Apparently it was so total that even the stars started to show because it was just that dark. You know, they started seeing the stars. man, it was just beautiful. And on coaching notes, I shared with my students the entire process of what the eclipse is, why is it important, what you need to do. And I'm not going to get into that here. But here, I just want to highlight some things that in as much as we didn't experience the eclipse in South Africa or in most parts of the world, because it's such a cosmic event, it's such a big event and it shifts things. I mean, the moon and the earth and the sun, they play such a vital role in you as an individual. Because it's such a mammoth and cosmic event, it did affect us. And what an eclipse does, it's not, it might be 5 minutes of total eclipsing, but it is the beginning of a new era, of a new way of doing things. And again, I did this with my students on coaching notes. I won't be able to do it here. Otherwise, we'll just have to have part one and part two and part three. We won't do that. But what eclipses do is that they shift, especially the solar eclipse, because the lunar eclipse means different things. A total solar eclipse is a changing of energy, or a changing of the gods, if you like, or a changing of the way things are. So it impacts governments and politics, it impacts the economy, it impacts the climate, it impacts a consciousness of humanity. So you may have been feeling a bit agitated. Now I'll tell you for a fact, the week before the eclipse, I was extremely agitated. Because that's what happens. So the week leading up to the eclipse, and then for months after the eclipse, shifts happen. So the week leading up, it's like a build-up of energy. And after the eclipse, it's like an exhale of some sort. And so this eclipse happened on a new moon, and that new moon was rising in Aries. And now Aries is the sign of self-determination, of self-identity, of owning up to who you are, of standing up for yourself, of being truthful, of standing up and saying, here I am, see me, I'm no longer going to do this and this and this and that, I am now going to move in this direction. So if this is how you are feeling now, or this whole month, or since the beginning of the month, feeling like, wait a second, I'm done with this. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to continue this way. It is the energy of both the moon in Aries and the eclipse, but mostly the eclipse. So what the eclipse is doing for me specifically is that it is asking me to be very truthful about a sore spot, you know, in my life, in my psyche, in my work, in my everything. And I think also the new website and the new way of trying to engage you is part of the new way that I want to be. And it so happens that the week that of the eclipse was also the week of my conversation with Vangile on her podcast, the Money Magic podcast, where I was actually very, very truthful about my money journey. And I want to touch a little bit on that here. Some of you have probably watched the video already, and I'm getting such beautiful responses. Thank you, guys. But I want to just re-emphasize it here, because I re-emphasized it in a newsletter that followed up on a Thursday. I followed up with a newsletter titled Money, Shame, and Truth. And the truth I want to share here is that money, the reason I also have a question to all my guests about what is money to you is because, as you know, I think most of you know, money is my sore spot. It's where my wounding really is. And I don't mean this to harp on it or dwell on it or whatever, but I mean it as just a truth. You know, it is a truth that I have. It is the same truth that Oprah has about her weight. You know, Oprah has been battling with her weight issue for a long, long time, and now in her her 70s, she's finally winning the war against her weight. And I hope I'm not gonna win the war against money in my 70s. Please God, don't do that to me. But it's just something that is I'm always sort of wrestling with, you know. In fact, in my conversation with Vangila, I even say that money for me is like a sumo wrestler that I'm always just wrestling with. You know, every morning I wake up and there's the sumo wrestler saying, hello, you want to go at it again? And I'm sharing this with you to say, whenever we ask for money, whenever I ask for you to subscribe to the coaching notes or to the podcast or to buy my books or to buy my courses, it is a very, very difficult thing for me to do. My natural inclination is to give it for free, which is why I think the podcast was free for such a long time. It was free for 5 years. And when the response is slow and meager and yeah, and you know, dribs and drabs and people dripping in, it does not help my wounding. It actually makes it worse. In other words, the shame that follows the fact that few, like very, very few people subscribe to the podcast, regardless of having been listeners for years, the fact that few of you subscribe adds to the shame in this way, in that the shame voice in me says, you see, that's, you shouldn't have put money, you see, no one's coming through, you see, you should have just let it be. People don't want to pay, so you should have let it be. You shouldn't charge for this anyway. Why are you charging for this? What are you doing? You love doing this, don't you? You love doing this. So why are you charging for it? That's why they're not paying, because you shouldn't. Are you with me, someone? So this is not about you, but if it's affecting you in a way and it's making you feel a particular way, I appreciate that. Because I would like you, especially you guys who are not subscribed, I would like you to have a different relationship with me. I get that not everybody wants to listen to a 1 hour, 30 minute long conversation with a guest. I get that. I get that not all topics are topics you want to listen to. I get that. But the reason I ask you to subscribe, it's not only for you to listen to a full episode or to get a bonus episode. It's for you to help me along, to support the work that I do here. Because whether or not you admit it to yourself, you do listen. Numbers don't lie. A lot of people download and listen to the podcast. And in earlier days, I used to mock you and I'm like, why would you listen to half an episode and all that? Yeah, that was me trying to probably cover up the shame. So I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to be straightforward and upfront and say, even if you're not going to listen to the full episode, even if you might finish a whole year not listening to a single episode for that matter, your 100 rand a month contribute towards the continuation of the work, and not necessarily going into Lebupule's pocket. It's going towards the work. It's going towards paying the young people who are editing, who are doing my graphics, who are just making sure that every week we have an episode. It is making sure that some people who need the podcast, who need to listen to these guests, who need to this type of information, we can only get this type of conversation from here, get to have it. And so you are, don't separate yourself from me. Are you with me? Don't look at it as, I don't want to listen to this full episode. So yeah, I'm moving on. Don't do that. If you have the means, meaning if you are employed, gainfully employed, you have the means to part with 99 rands every month towards this work, do it. After all, there will be one day an episode you want to listen to all of it. And then you'll remember, oh, actually I am a subscriber. So you'll listen to the full episode. So I am saying this to say, the way we relate to the people who contribute towards our psyche, our emotional well-being, to our knowledge base, to our spiritual well-being needs to change. The same way that we give an offering, go get again, and tithe, those of you who tithe and contribute towards gerege. Look at the Stretch Podcast and the work that I do the same way. I'm not asking you to tithe. I don't want the tenth of your salary. I am asking you to respond, especially when you have the means to do so, to the work that I do. Because there is, apart from obviously the jobs I'll get from, even if I get, in fact, let me put it this way. Again, let's just be truthful. Even if I end up getting a big contract with corporate and make a lot of money, that doesn't stop you from continuously contributing towards the work that I do, because it is an exchange. You are getting something. It's so funny. I was watching, there's a thing called Oprah Daily. You know, I love Oprah, guys. Oprah has a thing called Oprah Daily, and I think it's a show as well, because lately I see these videos. She was interviewing this other old model, I forgot her name, Brooke Shields, about the mother wound. And I watched that entire video, and after that I wanted to subscribe to it, because I'm like, I like Oprah Daily, I want to keep watching. And then it asked me to join the subscription. It's $35 a month, and $35, gonna give guy $35, not a month, a year. $35 is about it's less. I think it's about 800 rands, 700 rands. Dollar exchange willing. It's between 700 and 800 rands, and it's per annum. And I think the monthly, if you wanna do monthly, they charge you $5. And I was thinking, therefore, Oprah is a well-known billionaire. And yet, if you want to read Oprah Daily and be part of the Oprah Daily episodes, you contribute, you pay $5. And I'm sure people do. I'm sure not everybody does, because not everybody will. But I'm sure a lot more people do. And I was like, oh, this has nothing to do with whether Motuna lechelete or not. It is the principle of the idea. And it's also, it's an exchange, because it doesn't, I think what Oprah is trying to do is to not violate the law of reciprocity. I can never say this word to save my life. Oprah does not want to violate the law of reciprocity. Yeah, reciprocity. And so if it takes effort, if it costs her something, she's going to respond by saying, please pay this amount for this type of content. Another one who is also not a broke person, who does not have money problems, another fave of mine, Elizabeth Gilbert. Elizabeth Eat, Pray, Love Gilbert has a beautiful platform called The Lovelets, Love Letters. In fact, I saw her start this thing last year, and I was like, what a brilliant idea. Why didn't I think of this? And I have something similar, which I'll announce as well before I close. She decided to move out of Facebook or of social media, because it's not a safe space, guys. It's really not. And created a private space on Substack, the same way that I've created a private space for coaching notes type of thing, where she, every week, she prompts her listeners, her subscribers, her followers, her tribe, to write letters from love. So essentially the prompt is you take a pen and paper and you write, dear love, what would you have me know today? So it could be dear God, it could be dear guides, or it could be dear spirit, or dear higher self. But for her, it's called dear love, what would you have me know today? And oh my God, the letters that people write, oh dear God. It is a beautiful, beautiful platform. And I know this because I am a member. And guess what? It is not free. And we all know Elizabeth Gilbert sold over 50 million copies of Eat, Pray, Love and I'm not mentioning other books, and this is not someone who's broke, and yet to enter the space, it's $7. $7 to be part of the Lovelets. Why? Because they understand that if you are getting something that enhances your life, that makes your life better, that adds to your knowledge, that adds to your wisdom, that adds to your being, to your wellness, you need to reciprocate. You need to reciprocate. So that dealt with the fact that, oh no, maybe when I have money, I'll give the podcast for free again. I don't think so. I think the principle can't be violated like that. And there are many, many podcasts that have a paywall where you listen to half an episode or a partial episode, and then to listen to the rest, you pay $9 or $7 or something along those lines. With me, it's 99 rands, which is about five. It's depending on the rand dollar exchange. Sometimes it's $6, sometimes it's like five something dollars. Okay, so that's what I'm appealing to you, and that's what I want us to have. Let's have an honest, clean relationship where if you are gainfully employed and you are here every week or every other week or often enough listening to the podcast, just subscribe and still listen to a partial episode if you prefer it that way, but subscribe so that the work continues, so that singaphela umoya nathi, so that I don't get bitter. Don't separate yourself from me. Don't look the other way. Are you with me here? So I hope this is enough to get you to have a change of heart, to change your relationship with your teachers and healers, not just me. If there's a teacher you've been following for years and you love their work and you've never bought a single thing, you've never bought their book, you've never subscribed to their course, you've never bought any, you've never attended their event, and you have the money, you are no longer receiving. You have now become a taker. You have become a taker, and you're taking from us. You're taking from them. And that's not good. That's not good for our relationship. You'd be toxifying it. You are toxifying it. And I'm not trying to get rid of you. If you feel like, yeah, it's again, ay, suka, then by all means, move on. And go where you are able to reciprocate. If in your heart of hearts you know that you don't want to, then move on so that you don't toxify the space. So that you don't toxify the space. Okay. The people who should be listening to free partial episodes should be new people. People who don't know me, people who are still trying to figure out who's this label, what is she about, what is this podcast about. But if you've been on the podcast for years and years, you have become a taker. You have become a taker. Okay. What else do I want to say? So I've touched on my truth. I've touched on shame. And by extension, I've touched on the money. The solar eclipse is asking you to change and to start afresh, to change a pattern, to change your way you are, to stand up for yourself, especially because it came in the zodiac sign of Aries. The zodiac sign of Aries is rebellious in truth and identity and owning up your own truth and your space, which is what I'm doing today with this episode, and which is why I'm announcing the things I have, and which is why I'm speaking fairly and straightforward and in my authority. I'm in my authority saying, please honor me as I'm honoring you. Honestly, we have everything, both of us, we have everything to gain for that and nothing to lose. So from this day forward, I'm no longer going to be mincing my words or mocking you. I think I had stopped mocking you anyway, saying, why are you listening to a partial episode? I'm not going to do that. We're going to be adult about this. You are going to rethink your relationship with the podcast, and I will see you on the other side, those of you who responds. And I must tell you guys, the conversations get so much sweeter after that cutoff point. There is so much to gain. And you are also honoring the guest by listening to everything that they have to share, especially after they've put time aside, you know, to do this. So let's grow, guys. Let's raise our, let's evolve. Let's change how we relate. Because you never know where the Stretch Podcast is going to take you. Maybe it might even employ some of you, you know? There might be more channels where we streamline certain things. There's big dreams. And it serves you. It serves you to have a podcast grow and grow branches and grow wings. Because then, you know, it employs people. And you are part of that. Okay, done. I'm done. I promise I'm done. You see, this is always the problem. I don't know how to end an episode when I'm on a solo. I'm going to just stop. I'm going to say thank you for listening. If you've gotten this far, I thank you very much. I trust you will subscribe in your numbers so we can have a more reciprocal and a fair and a clean and a shameless, like a relationship that is not marred in shame, where I'm constantly coercing you and you are constantly pushing back. Just let it be clean. Click on that subscribe. You don't have to take a monthly one, yeah, 99 rand. You can take a quarterly, you can take the 6 months one, or you can take the year one, and then you know you're done. And then you can come and listen to the partial episode, especially if it's a topic you don't really gel with. Just come to the partial episode, but you know you've contributed to the work. Okay, that's it. Goodbye. I wish you love and all green lights, my friends, as always.